had last week. One, about whether it's physically possible, from the medical perspective, for a woman to have hargasha of zivas davalach pia mokar. And two, was whether in fact women are waking up in the middle of the night if they have their period at that time. You coming? To ascertain these facts, I spoke to a member of my shul who brings tremendous mila to the table. First and most important, she's a woman, and the second mila, she's an OBGYN, so she knows all these things. And she told me definitively, without any questions and unambiguously, that it's impossible to feel the dam at that point in the body, and that you don't wake up in the middle of the night from the period. So if someone has more to say, I'm always happy to listen, but for the moment now, I went as to the highest authority that I could go to, and that's what I heard, which is confirmed that we spoke about last week. But again, if there's other conflicting evidence, I'm always open to it. I may have mentioned that Rabbi Neuberger Shlita told me to get a sefer called Mishmeres HaTahara by Rabbi Karp from Eretz Yisrael. So I ran to the library to get it. It's fantastic. I never saw it before this morning. It's unbelievable. And especially, everything we wanted to say is there. Mamish. And it's. Remember I told you things that I had heard in the name of Rabbi Yashiv? And it was never in print anywhere. Just I heard it from Rabbi Morgenstern. It's in here. It's here. Because he's very close to Rabbi Yashiv, which I knew. So yeah, it's almost verbatim for what we spoke about. And that's why I want to just start reading you this sefer from the beginning. Oh, the new sefer is always to see. It's so rare, it's a breath of fresh air, that a new sefer is so clear and so good. New, it's not that new, it's Tavshin Samach Dalet, but that's still relatively speaking new. This is Chelek Rishon. Unfortunately, the library does not have Chelek Sheni, so if someone can get it for me, I'd appreciate that. I'm not sure what Chelek Sheni is all about, but for the moment, he starts off with what exactly our discussion, the first 35 pages. When does a woman become an Eden? And then he has another 65 pages of Tuba Sama, another 20 pages about age, Bodok and a Bodok. So there's a lot of stuff in this volume before we get to the next one, which I'm sure we're going to enjoy very much. So, but some of the relevant things I wanted to read to you, to review, it's sort of a review session. I know it was official Chazara on Thursday night, but our own Chazara in a certain sense today, based on this beautiful new Seva that I saw. Okay. In terms of hachroat hadin, some of these shailas that we spoke about, let's say dam vadai megufa b'li hargosha. What's the din in that kind of a case? So there's two questions on the right level, on the rabbanah level. So on the right level, he paskins here lekula, even though there's a sibrei tara faker we spoke about. It's rov gedolei apostkim assume that it's you require a hargosha. He does. He uses it. He uses the magic words here. Sim and Siva. There, it's all in here. Well, I'll come to it a little bit down the road. But as far as the second question, on the level of the Rabbanan, what's it then? If a woman is dam is vali yotze migufa, and let's say has less than a grid, so it's a big tzivon, the main of a kabbal toma, what's it then over there? He quotes the big dispute about this major dispute. We know it's a dispute between the Kreti Uplati and the Torah Tashlamim. That's how we have it. He has it over here. If you want to look it up, it's in footnote 7 on page Yud Gimel. He quotes the Torah Tashlamim and he says that the Kreti Uplati disagrees, and he goes to the Lamdas of it. The Lamdas of it is, he quotes from the Mekilin, he won't find it too much. The Torah Tashlamim doesn't give any hesitation. The Lamdas is given by the Sefer Me'il Tzedakah. If I'm not mistaken, the Me'il Tzedakah is called by Rabbi Avadja as well. He quotes it here too. He says, when it says in the Gemara, the lesson of the Gris is told in the Ma'akolas, Zeu Shoresh Adin. V'shehoyza Ma'akolas Mitzuya Bizmana Ma'od B'sadinim. L'ficha lo gozu klal ha-ketan pochus v'ki Gris. V'shuv lo chilku em yesh mokom litlos olav to l'olam lo gozu ha-pochus v'ki Gris. That's the Lamdas of it. So he said the Sidrei Tara quotes this Lamdas. Sidrei Tara Simon Kuv Tzadi Sif Kotten Samach Aleph quotes him from the Mil Tzaka, and he rejects it based on the Gemara on Af Nun Ches Amud Beis. On Nun, that's our parak. Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says Pachos Mikigris Tola. So that's you get the impression. You want to tell us on the bottom. Amar Avuna Kigris and Tola. Pachos Mikigris Tola. The word Tola means you attribute it to a bug. But if you can't attribute it to a bug, it's going to be Asr. However, he quotes himself in his own Chidushim, the Reish Perak Aroa Kesem, which is also printed over here in the same Sefer. Chidushim Perak Aroa Kesem. He knows what to print on. This is the daf. This is the daf. Okay? So he discusses it in his Chidushim, that despite the fact that it says, Pachos Mikigris Tola, doesn't make a difference. It's a shear. And he brings a rivet. That if he finds whatever, he brings riots. It's a shear as such. Again, I have to look up his rivet because I thought the rivet held by Kert. Because the rivet, if I'm not mistaken, was the one who said that less than a gris of a black mara is a problem. And Bavadim, if I'm not mistaken, quoted the rivet as being in the other camp. So here he quotes the rivet as being on our side. Okay, I haven't seen his Kedushim yet, but that's what he says. In any event, quotes a Chassam Sofer Beferish that way, and he quotes Rav Moshe that way in the Chelek Gimel Simen Mem Vav, and he quotes a Chassam Sofer as well. He said he quoted the wrong Chassam Sofer, he quoted a different Chassam Sofer. Okay, so he has a whole series of Gedolim who hold that way, and the series of Gedolim hold Fakir. He thinks that the majority of the Pesukim hold like the Sidrei Tara and the Kresi Plesi, the Chochmas Odom and the Alter Rebbe, the Aruch HaShulchan. He likes that sheet, even though he quotes on the other side what we the sheet that we like, that Rabbi Moshe, I think we have Rabbi Moshe on the side, and he has the Me'il Tzedakah, and he has the Torah Seshlamim, and the Chassam Sofer, and that's got quite a series of gedolim. And we're talking about a shadow of the Rabbanan, because some of them show him, look, he doesn't call Rabbi Avadya, that's not his radar screen, but listen to this. Here's what I wanted to tell you. Since you are Mekilim, Yesh Tzarev Shidazu, Akol Pon Gon Sheyesh Tzavik Biker Amara. In other words, I'm not sure what color it is, and it's not to the grid. So then, he's Mekil on that child. That's what goes from Rav Yosh. Okay? Compromise view. I think we can be more Mekil than that. I think we can follow Bavadja Legamre, that we can be Mekil as long as it's satisfy the criteria of Tzavim, even if it's Vadai Miguf. And he himself, by the way, in his discussion of Hargosha, has the following line which I wanted to say. So, he goes through the whole discussion about the Hagoshas Ziva Zavar Lach. Is it Bifnim? Is it Bachutz? Right? He goes through a whole footnote 14 by Riches Gadol. He says, Bir Advarim, quotes the Poskim, is the fault. The question we discussed ourselves last time, how can it possibly be that Hagoshas Ziva Zavar Lach is a problem? It's considered Hagosha. If she feels it towards the outside of her body, too late! And then it passed the magic line a while. Ooh, I forgot to ask the doctor how long it takes for the dam to get from. Okay, remind me. I should call that. That's the question I wanted to ask. How long does it take? It takes 2 seconds, 2 minutes, 2 hours. I have no idea how long it takes. Even my doctor couldn't tell me. But we'll find. Press a few buttons on your machine if I can find out. But I'll try to find out from my sources as well. Okay. So. That's right at the beginning. That's the music. So he quotes I was unaware of this. The Binas Adam. This is the wrong volume. What's that? What is that? Oh, here. Oh, this may be it. Binas Adam. No, I have it. He has in the Binas Adam, where he has discusses the bottom of the Chochmas Adam, He has over here in Simen Zion, what he calls it, because the Tefillah of Simen Zion contends with this issue. Namely, how can we consider the Zivas of Alach to be a possibly a Hargasha outside if it's too late? It comes after the magic moment when it passes through the Ben Hashinai. Right, exactly so. He says as follows. Binas Adam, page Tuf Pei. That's the page I'm on. He's discussing this, mostly various questions of what it is. Sivrei Tara, Zivas Davalach, not considered a Hargosha. How do you know? How do you know? Because Agamar, everything goes back to Agamar. This is the most important number in the whole Masechta. Everything goes back over here. Because the Gemara said, Idi Argosha, Idi Lo Argosha. If Zivas Davalach is Argosha, how's it Shaykh to have Meir Aglayim with Lo Argosha? The contradiction. You see, Klar from here, it says these Shav Yaakov, that Zivas Davalach is not considered Argosha. Says the Chayodim, bottom of the first column. B'ma'at Iyun Nidcha Rayadu. No, that's not Sarachi and Gadol. Sarachi and Ma'at. With a Ma'at Iyun, we can answer this question. How so? If the Kushas Hashas Idlo Argosh Argosh Acheres, Targosh Azu Bavari Eshtitlo Tavi Merak Laim. Ooh. In other words, Zivas Davalach is Argosh when she's not urinating. But when she's urinating, we can obviously attribute the Zivas Davalach to the urine. So of course it's not going to count. That's what the Rambam says in this very case. Afo Pishir Gishosh in his Dazwe Vareo. That's what we derive from that Rambam. That the only kind of Argosha is Nizdaz Evareo. No, says the Bina Sodom. Zivas Davalach in the absence of anything to attribute it to would in fact be Argosha. But she's urinating. We can attribute it to that. Okay. And says the Rambam that even though there's an additional Argosha, Nizdaz Evareo, she can still attribute it to the Meraglaim in certain circumstances. Oh. So the question becomes like this. Who said that it's true? She feels a Zivas Davalach, which can either be this or that. It can be the Meraglaim or the Dan. Since when do we have a right to be lenient? Ah, so we have a Chiddush Haran from last week. What does Chiddush Haran say? So we say, we attribute it to the Shvir and not to the Dam. The Sivrei Tara says that most poskim don't hold that way. Says it, with all due respect to you, Sivrei Tara. Ein v'zeh k'dai litzchos divrei Haran. The Eshlom of the Kevin, the Mils, lo shchich, lo gozer rabonon, lo dafka v'kesed, the shchiach. So we can say, the Gemara's kasha is, it means, lo yagisha agosha acheret, rak zivas davalach, bevarai tahoro, why? Shezeh Argosha Bivarim in Meir Aglaimu, Kemosh Shvir Vechaticha. So this is the way he likes. He says, you can sin. Every Kula is a Chor, every Chum is a Kula. If you will accept the Kula of the Ran, you can then say that Zivas Davalach is Argosha. I'm not sure which, again, picking up poison over here. I'm not sure which way you want to go. But this is the way the Venus Adam is saying. Fine. Therefore, the bottom line is that Yesh to makam osa makam vare motzi adam onu tolen beher hergish b'dam ha-makam. Right. Yotolonu shakol nikra hergish ben zivas davalach ben agosha saguf da tori kpida rakshet targish avul ein afimina b'ma hoya ha-hergish. He's saying an incredible thing. The whole notion is mistaken. What's argosha? It's this or it's this. No! Any sensation in the world qualifies. You name it, it qualifies. Therefore, he says, if a woman has what's called lecha levana, you have to check, because you don't know exactly what it is. You're not sure. So he goes into details, when you shouldn't check. He has a chiddush later on, and maybe you should check one or two times, or three times. It's only lecha levana. You have to check anymore. Perhaps we'll go to that a little bit later. This is what the Binas Adam is saying over here. Again, it's Siv Zion, Siv Zion, Binas Adam, page Tough Pay in this edition. Fine. I didn't know about this until I just saw it quoted over here. In any event, let's go on. Fine. So that's the case. He didn't go into details about exactly where the lashon that he used was ein achmin b'mash v'maho yahargish. He takes that and runs with it. He says, "Ein achmina heichan shetargish ripsar." Those are not the words of the Binas Adam. He was discussing what the nature of that gosh is, and he's discussing where it happens. I don't know where he got it. I didn't see it over here, but you know, it's a little poetic license. Moved it over a little bit. He quotes another source in the Beit Meir. Can I have a Beit Meir in the room? Beit Meir, should I have a Beit Meir? I didn't look for it earlier today. Please, if you have it in the Beit Meir, bring it tomorrow, or I'll look for it. The Beit Meir is a Chiddush Sefer on Aruch Chaim and Yerodeh, on the Gedolei Olam. Simon Kuf Pei Ches Zal in the second Shuvah, that's what he quotes. Fine, maybe there it says where it is or what it is. We already had it already, if you recall, last week, quoting, I think, from the Maram Shikh, if I'm not mistaken, that it comes through that key line. It's a suspended animation, depending on whether it's going to be our Gosha later on. So that's the source that we had quoted. He quotes sources which, again, I don't have it directly in front of me. It's an interesting raya. He says, "The bibsara ema talama hamokor shereidor shu gamal roa derech shfoferet she'ena magas asoch hamokor." Unbelievable. This is such a chiddush. He just sort of says, I'm not sure if he's saying it himself or he's quoting from the Beis Meir, because it's the sign of the Binas Adam. What's in a shvoferet to both sides? You know what shvoferet is? We saw the Gemara I showed you last week. A tube. What's the chafal for Beis? What's that for that? And we saw it in Shulchan Aruch. Here it is. Tibsara Amrachmana velo bishvoferet. Velo bishvoferet. Says in one line he destroys 20 pages of Milchus Shlomo. I mean, I don't mean to destroy it. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman because of Haskama here. but with other sermons, obviously before this was printed. But anyway, a beautiful letter from Shlomo Zalman. Not going against him. From Shlomo Zalman has a tube theory. He wants to put in a tube for certain women who are having problems becoming clean and time to become pregnant. So if he'll put in a tube, and you put in a tube, so therefore there's going to be no problem of Dam Nida Mefurashigamara, the lowest Shvoferet. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has assumed as another Pashut that the Shvoferet has to go so deep that the blood will go through the tube before it passes through the Banish Shinai, wherever that Banish Shinai is. And therefore, there's 20 pages, I think. And where is Ben Hashinai? Some say it's all the way in the cervical canal, in which case the tube is not practical. You can't get the tube to go so far, impossible. But some say that the Ben Hashinai is in the vaginal canal, that it is practical. You put the tube directly into the cervical os on the right on the outside, it's going to go straight out through the tube, and you'll avoid any problems of needed or rights. And there are abundance, whatever, you can get there's a whole arichas over there. He writes in one line, look, he says, this is Sus Kalachayad. What's the raya? Because there are shu gamal rod derech shoferes, and it's double poshut that it's impossible to put a shoferes magas asolcha mokka. Can't be done. Can't be done. You can't put a tube into the mokka. So in those days it couldn't be done. Obviously the tube, the furthest up the tube could have possibly gone was into the prozo, let's say to the tip, to the place where the cervical opening is. But he's assuming the opposite way around, that the bibsara is supposed to take place in the prozdor, and therefore if the dam came from the outside of the mokor, the hafagosh is in the prozdor, and therefore it's not necessary to put the shvoferet to the mokor ben hashinai. Everyone follow me? This one line, I'm shocked, this line is against 20 pages in Minchas Shlomo. He can end, if the Mishmeres HaTara is correct, so Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was breaking his head to try to prove that the magic line where the Damas Mitame Midaraisa is further out and not further in. But this rabbi with one little shake of the pen. It's not necessary to say that, because the shofar of Zman HaTama didn't go that far in either. It's still mutter. Why? Because typically he says that the Hargosha is further out, and the shofar will eliminate that possibility. That's a very big finish. That's what he says. Ubibsara kol el kol habayas achitzon kol shir gisha shem tameh benapkamina b'ma targish. Any sensation in the world. It's called, this sounds like it's kind of quoted from the Beis Meir. So the Beis Meir says, Elevadai kol shiodas meyetia yev shebishum ofen shelo bargosha shezeh guf hargoshi. Well, any sensation that she possibly has, as long as the blood is coming out of the Beis Achitzon, anywhere in the vaginal canal, by definition, whatever she feels is qualified as hargosha. It's in a certain sense the biggest chumrah in the world. Because there's nothing in the world that can be considered. Whatever she can feel, by definition, is hargosha. So the question becomes, Bismaneinu. When the women feel the zivas of alak, they certainly feel it. Where? So how far? They feel their underpants are wet. That counts, that's for sure not. For sure not, that's too far out. So now you have to know, a new point we have to understand. This is an anatomy question. Where is the distinction between the prosdar and the beyond the prosdar? For those who know a little bit of the anatomy of the woman's body, there are all kinds of, what's the word, labia, doctor? That's the word? Which, if you look in a book, you'll see. So that may be where she feels the blood, but the prosda, which is the vaginal canal, is significantly further in. And I'll find out from my doctor when I answer the other question. I'm not 100% sure, even. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure that the sensation that the women feel today of Davalach is in the prosda at all. I'm not sure. I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure. Assuming it is, but according to the Beis Meir, that or anything, any hargosha in the prosdar is hargosha d'oraisa. Only, but he says that. I assume he's only in the prosdar because he says before he quotes, he says ubipsara kol kol abayas achitzon. Now I think the word bayas achitzon, as we understand it, I think only is in the what we call the prosdar. That's what I assume he means. Not beyond that, but maybe that's wrong. Maybe even what they call the labia, which is outside of the what we call the prosdar, is also part of the Beis Achitzon. It's in the woman's body, sort of. I don't even know. I have to get a hold of the Beis Meir to look it up. Believe that. Yes.
Could Rebbe just say one time why the Mishnah of Tara, how he intacts
Shlomo Zalman? Sure. Shlomo Zalman wanted to make a tube which will insert in the woman's body and the blood come out through the tube, so by at least midaraisa she shouldn't be an even. From Shlomo Zalman was working with an assumption that the only way for this to work is that the shofaros will be so high within the woman's body that the blood will never pass the magical moment, the Ben HaShinayim, with the distinction between Bayis Pnimi and Bayis Achitzon, before it hits the tube. Once it passed that line, it's over already. Forget it. Tamei HaDaraisa, nothing to talk about. He says, no, it's not true. He says, even if the blood passes through the Mokom Ben HaShinayim, but Lemaisa, if she has no sensation at that point, which we don't point the fact today, she has no sensation at that point. So then, if you stick the tube in a place where, because of where the tube is, there'll be no sensation in the prosdar either, then you have overcome the shaila of nida d'oraisa. There will be no din of nida d'oraisa because the absence of the hargosha, because it's going to go through this shofaris.
So the sun is like a kula.
It's a tremendous kula in Reb Shlomo Zalman's shaila. It will be a tremendous chumra. He's the biggest machmir in the world in hargosha. Whatever she feels, by definition, is hargosha. You name it, it's true. Now, again, presumably only at the time of the reel, but you feel the day before, he doesn't say it would count. And by the way, before I even forget, mamish, I was so excited. I found exactly what I said here. Oh, was I excited. He says as follows. He says, he quotes the before, I'm going to go in order. That's the next page. Page Yutzes. I'm still on page Yutzes. Listen to what he says. Quotes from Rebbe Yashar. He says like this. The Lididan, for us, She'ein Argoshos Acheros. You don't have the other classical Argoshos that are found in the Fiske Tshuva. And the Chavis Das. Yesh La'achar B'kolofen B'zeh. In other words, this is what I told you. Rabbi Morgenstern told me in his name. that even if Ziva Savalak in classical times was not considered a Hargosha, but for us, the women have nothing else, so this must be it. This is what he doesn't use my words, of Derech Riyasa, but that's what he's basically driving at. Ellen Cain, Hargosha Salechus Hosa HaKitzona, Kitzonis, the Hargosha's Lechus Yubachutz, the Chul Yamal HaKlubo, she feels on the outside of the body, that's for sure nothing. That's for sure nothing. Has to be, I assume, the Bapu as within the prose. Lachain, Kol Shir Gisha Hargosha Ziva Bifnim, I assume Bifnim is in the prose. Afilu Shalom Ba'omek, not deep inside anywhere near the cervix. Achakach Motza Dam Mamish, Yesh Tahach Merba Kachol Chumre Ria Gemura. That's if it's Dam Gomer, Mamish Red. But if it's Mara Cholosh, a weak Mara, the suffix in the Mara itself, we can be Mitzare, Rov Aposkin, who say that the Hargosha of this nature is not considered Hargosha unless it was Ba'omek, and as I said before, Ba'omek is impossible. So Rav Yashiv is cognizant of the fact that even his manenu, the Rov Aposkin are going to be Mekel, he claims. But since there is a Tzad L'Hachmir, if it's Red Mamish, he is Machmir. And Pachos Mika Grit, he's also Machmir. We'll have to get to that in a little bit. So this, the first appearance of this svara I heard in Rabbi Yosha's name is right over here, the last paragraph of page Yud Ches. Then he says, listen to me, apparently it predates, again, it predates Rabbi Yosha. Let me read you what it says over here in the previous paragraph. Listen carefully. He quotes the pre-deya. Anyone have to say the pre-deya? No one? No one has? It's a very good thing. So I should get make it largely pre-deya. Okay? Very good. In his psicha, he says, L'das kol harishonim hargosha ziv v'veis hachitza habe hargosha. Then he adds, and I'm not sure if this is in addition to the pre-deya or his own, that's why I'd like to see the original. U'vifrat yesh lahach mi'bezeh l'nashe didan she'enan b'kios. No, I'm sorry, different line. Ma nikra omek, or ma em nikra omek. I'm sorry, a little different line. But I'm not an expert. What's called omek, and what's not called omek. So okay. Then he quotes the Chassam Sofer, who says, based on the Sidrei Tara, that B'dikas Eid is only ba'omek, it's a Zoraisa. Says the Chassam Sofer, in his Chidushim on the Simen, Kupay Gimel, is it printed in our, do we have Chassam? Is it printed in our Shulchan Aruch? Maybe the Yadim Mefarshim? No, not Shulchan. It says in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch. Is it printed in the back? Maybe the Yadim Mefarshim? Because we quote that our women, already 200 years ago, our women of the Chassam Sofer's time, he said, Eilu Bekiyin B'zeh, Ish Nahach B'chol Gavni, Elohim Kein Samuch L'Safa. How do you say a Safa? What's a Safa? Edge, right? Or lip, labia. That's the same word. So if it's samach l'safa, I assume it means samach l'safa a little bit on the inside, even in the very outside of the prozor, then we can be make, at least in his context. But beyond that, we're not expert in what's considered omek, what's not considered omek. It's interesting.
No, he's
discussing his spouse. He's discussing a different context of B'dikas Eid, not Ziva Savala. In B'dikas Eid, we only have to be a machmir if it's Ba'omek. But he says, our women don't know what's Ba'omek. So any Eid which is inserted into the prozor at all, we have to be a machmir, not intrinsically, as the Beis Meir would say, but practically, because the women are not experts into what's considered Ba'omek and what's not considered. I was reminded when I saw this, it's a very strange thing flew through my head when I saw this expression. They're not, whether they're experts or not experts, or whether it's a funny thing came to my mind. There's a Chazon Ish in a completely and absolutely totally different context. The context is putting a pot of food into an oven on Shabbos. They'll say, what's the connection? Oven. So there it says that the part of the oven is Yatzel lettuce bow. And part is Nayat's lettuce, but technically speaking, the part that's Nayat's lettuce should be put in. So the Chazon Ish writes about that. A limsa lechalechad viecha torosu viyadu. You can't rely on every person to be able to measure where the line is between one and the other. When I saw it, I was reminded of that. Sure, there's a line somewhere, but the women are not pekiyas, and we don't know if we can trust everybody to know what's considered be'omek, what's not considered be'omek. Why did I think of that? What light bulb went on in my head? What'll be if it's impossible for the woman to go be'omek? I gave an example of a kala basula. And to go to the doctor says it's very, it's very close. It's impossible for you to do bedika be'omek. You don't do it outside bedika, so it's good enough. Obviously, kala's get married. So maybe in that kind of a case, the chatzam sof and svara with respect to bedika wouldn't apply because it's not that ain't a bekiya. You just can't get any further. That's not our topic for now. Just saying before I forgot, I wanted to tell you this. Enter my mind. Let's go now to page Yud Tet. It's Gevaldik and Sefer.
Yeah. Focus that anything
trying to
have a
hargasha,
or that because of any culture that happens with
India. No, not going with India. No. That's the hargasha that we speak about. Any sensation in the world, anywhere, anything in that area of the body. Obviously, she bumps her head into a wall. That's not going to say, oh, she had a hargasha. Has to be in that part of the body, but the part of the body very broadly defined, including all the way until the end of the prosa. Okay? Maybe he would be machmir even beyond that. I don't know. Rabbi Yosef quotes it as not being machmir beyond the pro, not what he called the suffer of the chitzonis. I don't know how far he would go. I haven't seen the original source of the either of the predea or of the base mayor. So we'll get a hold of it. We'll see. Oh yeah, maybe is it in here? It's a separate. And it's a very lengthy thing. I'd be surprised to do that. Because it would be quite extensive. It's not like a little yalka to squeeze it into a page. So where is it? I should have it. Where am I finding it? Between one and one. Leket. Okay. I had a pretty day. Wow. Really learn new things all the time. Hold on. Yaga Mefarshim. Okay. You know what? In my edition, to Lekar HaKemach and Yaakov Mefarshim is nothing. You have a somewhat different edition than I have. The Turba Shulchan Aruch version. I only have the Shulchan Aruch version.
They redid the redone
Turba. Because I had that one in my house. Is that
right?
They don't have that.
So the first volume, they just redid it.
So the red one does not have a predea before Yaakov Mefarshim. But the new black version of the red one has the predea. I'll take it. You see? It doesn't matter, red or black. I'm colorblind when it comes to reading. In Maris, it can't be colorblind if you're red or black. But when it comes to looking at the outside of the book, judging the books by the covers. Oh, really? It's too big to be in a cover. It's a whole. What did I say was the name?
Psycho.
The Psycho of the predea. Oh, man. Wait a minute. Psycho. Yeah, it's a lot. Psycho. 1 minute. What did I call? I wasn't paying attention before. Psycho, predea, 1 minute. One's right here in front of me. Ta-da. Predea, but Psycho. Oh. He said the predea of Psycho quotes the chinuch. So if you can find the word chinuch here. Oh, do you remember how to do?
Yeah, that's
it. It's a whole. Oh, so you do have it, the red one. Okay, well, this is in the Psycho.